Throughout the state, school districts are wrestling with budget figures for the coming year. This is after a year of both COVID impacts and a great amount of new federal impetus funding. We check in with the Albany School District, which held a special meeting on Tuesday night for parents and neighborhood groups on where the budget stands for this year.
When we started our 2021 fiscal year, we had an adopted budget total of just over $261.5 million. In September, reductions were made in anticipation of the state aid cut in salary areas for 215.6 FTEs, associated benefits, additional compensation categories, and then other areas throughout the budget, including supplies, contract services, equipment, to name some. It took us to a reduced budget total of $246.8 million. That was our base as we built our initial rollover budget for February. Looking at the staff with us in January of 2021, the contractual salary increase was just over $3.26 million. The health associated health insurance increase was over $2.6 million for a combined total of almost $6 million. Our debt service increase for next year is $1.3 million. And this is primarily associated with our short-term borrowing, which supports our construction in progress. We will be starting construction at North Albany Middle School in May, and then start our five-year capital plan in June, is anticipated. And then looking at some other miscellaneous adjustments in supplies, equipment, contract services, additional compensation for a total increase of $1.7 million, which brought us to a rollover budget of $256.59 million. Since then, we've had some additional information come to us. The governor's original proposal in January included a charter school tuition reduction that was contingent upon no additional federal aid. With additional federal aid, we will have a charter school tuition rate increase for the 21-22 school year. We also have a grade level expansion at Green Tech for a combined anticipated total cost next year of $1.6 million. Quarter three and quarter four, we've brought back 180 FTEs. And the incrementation for the full year salary next year, along with associated benefits, is $12.7 million. We have shifted, as you heard in the previous presentation, summer school and after school tutoring to those one-time grant funds. And then we've had additional increases in our property and student accident insurance, OC service rates, and civil service fees that were beyond what we originally anticipated, bringing our adjusted rollover budget to $270.26 million. Taking a closer look at the state aid increase for the 21-22 school year, in the top line there we show our foundation aid, and that increase is just over $14 million. It's important to note that that increase includes restoration of the $4.5 million pandemic aid adjustment that was made to all districts in the 2021 state budget. There are other areas of increase, including charter school tuition aid, BOCES special service aid, excess cost aid, and you'll note a decrease in our transportation aid. Transportation aid is based upon actual expenditures, and with a change in our program this year, our expenditures will not be in line with our total budget number. We will actually spend less, which means we will also receive less revenue next year. Our total state aid increase is $14 million. Looking at the proposed revenue with the adopted state budget, we have a local revenue decrease of just over $600,000. This does include a flat property tax levy, and about $500,000 of that decrease is associated with a reduction in our pilot payments for next year. The $14 million state aid increase that was detailed on the previous slide, and then you'll see a reduction in our federal aid. $4.5 million of that represents the one-time CARES fund that were available in the fiscal year 22, as well as a reduction in our Medicaid reimbursement of $1.2 million. And then in the other category, which includes service and use fees, interest earnings, insurance rebates, and some other categories along with appropriated fund balance, what we see here at $6.7 million includes no planned use of appropriated fund balance. That brings our revenue total to $266.5 million, or just under $5 million year over year. Looking at that total from a recurring versus one-time revenue perspective, only $600,000 of that total revenue picture is one-time money, and that comes from restricted reserves. Looking at the difference between our adjusted rollover total of $270.26 million compared with that revenue estimate based on the state adopted budget of $266.5 million, we have a gap of $3.7 million. I will just share out totals at this time. Option A total is around $22 million. That does include $2.5 million in one-time hardware expense for technology and $6 million in one-time expense for HVAC and ventilation. When we combine the anticipated costs for option A and option B with our adjusted rollover budget, and then compare that with the estimated revenue, option A shows a difference of $25.7 million, and option B shows a difference of $28.2 million. Some options for funding that difference include use of appropriated fund balance. As of June 30th, 2020, we had $5.7 million available. Tax levy increase, $1.874 million represented here, is equal to our tax levy limit of 1.56. And then we have the CERISA and ARP federal grants, CERISA at $13.5 million and ARP at $32.8 million. Again, these are one-time federal funds. Some tax levy scenarios that we've shared throughout the budget development process, here again noting the 1.56% is the tax levy limit, so anything above that would require a supermajority of our voters to approve the budget. We have several scenarios of between 0 and 1% as well for the board's consideration. Looking at our five-year tax levy history, the first 2 years were a 0% levy increase, third year at 1.3, and the last two at just under 2% give us a five-year average increase of just over 1%. Over the last 7 years, each year the district has had a tax levy increase of less than 2%. Looking at the one-time federal funds for CERISA, which was approved back in December, our allocation based on the state aid run in April shows $13.5 million. Some of the things these funds may be able to be used for include accelerated learning, upgrading ventilation systems, instructional technology, and social-emotional supports. Looking at the ARP funds, which again are one-time federal funds, and the allocation stated at the bottom of our aid run back in early April is $32.8 million in total. Some of the ways these funds may be used include summer learning, extended school year, accelerated learning, and protecting the health and safety of students and staff. Looking at multi-year revenue scenarios, we have a 1A and 1B this evening. The first 1A includes a 0% tax levy increase in the 21-22 school year, and then a 1% levy increase in each of the three subsequent years. That also assumes a 3% foundation aid increase in state aid over in fiscal years 23, 24, and 25, and it assumes use of appropriated fund balance of $2 million in fiscal 23 and 24, and $3 million in fiscal 25. The first total line represents those local sources of funds, which is in our typical budget. Below that, you'll see representation of the one-time federal dollars, CERISA at $13.5 million, and anticipated use of ARP of just over $12 million, for a total of $292 million. Looking at 1B, the difference in this particular scenario is how we anticipate state aid. So this scenario shows an additional $25.9 million in foundation aid received in fiscal 23 and fiscal 24, which represents the difference between the foundation aid in 21-22 versus what fully funded foundation aid would be. Looking at our multi-year revenue scenario 2A, this assumes a 0.95 tax levy increase in fiscal 22 and then 1% in each of the three subsequent years. Here again, we assume a 3% foundation increase in fiscal 23, 24, and 25, and same appropriated fund balance uses in scenario 1. In 2B, again, a 0.95 tax levy increase this fiscal year and 1% increase each of the next three. But again, here assuming that $25.9 million in additional foundation aid over fiscal 23 and 24. Our proposed budget for 21-22 at this time, the adjusted rollover is $270.26 million. The estimated revenue with a 0.95 tax levy increase based on the adopted state budget is $267.68 million. And the anticipated use of one-time appropriated fund balance would be $2.58 million for a total of $270.26 million.
The Albany School District Board of Trustees is looking to pass this budget on Thursday night for a vote next month. This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.